getting ready to put horses like to a wagon, they say that they had to do what?
Hitch them up or hook them up.
But did they ever, now is that the same thing as harness?
No.
Well, see, I've got to
They've already got the harness on.
Oh, I
Then you hitch them to the wagon.
See, I see. Yeah. And when you're plowing, what would you, if, I don't know if you ever did this, things that you guide the mules with?
Or check lines or something like that.
And if you were riding on horseback, you put your feet into
stirrups.
And if you were plowing with two mules or something, the one on the right's called the,
No, you got it wrong, I think.
I got it wrong.
If you want him to go right.
Oh, okay. If you want him to go right.
You say, how?
Oh, okay.
If you want him to go left, you say, gee.
Okay. Very good. Now, if you've been traveling someplace and you hadn't finished your trip yet, you might say that you have, before dark, you have to go
I don't quite.
Okay, if it was a considerable distance, you might say that you had to go up. That's one of those sort of vague
long
words.
Ways, or
yeah, something okay. like that. That's what I was.
You got a long ways to go.
Long ways. Now, if what do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow.
And if you had a good yield of something, you'd say you raised a big
crop.
And if you were getting rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say that you did what?
Clearing it.
And something that, a crop or something that's not planted, but it just comes up all by itself, you'd say that?
Volunteer.
And Did y'all ever have any wheat?
Mm-mm.
No wheat at all?
Mm-mm.
And how do they measure wheat? They measure it in?
Bushel.
And what does a combine do?
Thrashes.
And the type of bread that comes in loaves, you call that?
Light bread.
And
where'd that come from?
I don't know.
I've wanted that before.
I don't know. But
my grandfather.
That's what they always call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody calls it.
My grandfather, Castleberry, he had a recipe that his wife died when she was 49, I think. And Daddy's youngest sister lived with him until he died. And he had a recipe that came from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he called it corn light bread. Have you ever heard of that?
You mean they would let it rise?
It was similar to cornbread,
uh-huh.
but it had yeast in it.
Oh, no.
And it was tasty, but stunk the high end.
No, I didn't care. I never heard of it. I didn't ever know that they put yeast in cornmeal.
Well, that's the only time I've ever known that. And no one around here has ever cooked it. I have an aunt that can cook it.
Yeah. Well, see, since my parents were both from Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
even though I grew up in Georgia, so much of what I know is really Arkansas
right.
stuff instead of Georgia stuff because
mm-hmm.
they weren't from there and we never
they did things like we do here in Arkansas.
Yeah, and that's the way I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never.
What are you getting your? What are you getting a doctorate?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Linguistics, languages. You could probably guess that. Oh, so you said cornbread. What do you know of a something that they make with? Cornmeal and they put like onions and stuff like that and fry it and have it with fish.
Oh, hush puppies.
And then, have you ever heard of a corn dodger? Around here?
Mm-mm.
And something that's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center. That's
a donut.
And something that people make a batter and they fry like three or four at a time. And